ever took the time to think, like really, really think, just to answer some of the basic questions in life, such as, who are you? Why am I here? Or, what is the purpose in life? No? Well, me neither. Here on Hashtag for the Culture, we're going to deep dive on some of the toughest topics going on in society today. However, the catch is, I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes so I don't waste all of your time. This is James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it. All right, this is episode 8, Chilling with My Homes. And I want to just talk about some of the things that I've seen this week in regards to Patrick Mahomes. If you don't know who Patrick Mahomes is, he's arguably the best NFL quarterback in the NFL. He's arguably the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He plays for the Chiefs. He's gonna have a lot of records if he stays healthy. He's like the next revolutionary quarterback. Can throw with both hands, can run, can throw far, can throw in narrow windows, call audibles at the line of scrimmage, get all players involved, come through in the clutch. Like, he's really like the big deal. But however, his name was in the media this week in regards to some old tweets that he made. Now, to provide a little background as to why these old tweets are important is because Patrick Mahomes, the superstar quarterback, is half black, half white. Biracial is what we would say here in America. His mom is white, his dad is black. And when I saw these tweets, it was really interesting to me because the backlash that he received, people were ready to cancel this man. People were really ready to cancel Patrick Mahomes. And it made me wonder, like, wow, like, do I got to be careful about some of the stuff that I'm tweeting right now? Because if I say I become famous one day or I become some type of celebrity, there's going to be some random person in the world with 5 followers and no picture on the Abbey who's going to dig deep into my old tweets and then say I was this horrible, terrible person because of what I was saying a decade ago or 2 decades ago. The first thing that came to mind when I read this was a quote by Muhammad Ali, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but he was saying something along the lines of, if you still think the same way you were thinking 10 years ago, you're a part of the problem. I'm going to say it again because I think that may have went over some of your heads. If you are thinking the same way that you were thinking 10 years ago, you, my friend, are part of the problem. So I hear that and then I think of this Patrick Mahomes situation. Well, before we get to Patrick Mahomes, I think about myself and all the wild things that I would tweet when I was in college and when I was in high school when Twitter was really popping. And I can't imagine what it would feel like to be held accountable for the things I was saying as a child. Imagine that. They did that with Kevin Hart. That man was supposed to host the Oscars. And they said, nah. Hell nah. You're not about to do that. Go sit your black ass down. You think you're going to talk about the LGBTQ community? Hell no. But back to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. Let's look it up. We're going to look it up real quick. We're going to use the World Wide Web. And we're going to Google Patrick Mahomes tweet, or a tweet that got backlash. Okay, let's see if we can find it, because it's a very controversial conversation, but I want you to get the take first before we just start deep diving into it. Okay, let's see. Here it is. So Patrick Mahomes is talking about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin situation. And if you don't know, if you haven't been in America in the last, I think it happened maybe 5 years ago. Yeah, something like that. No, 6 years ago. Sorry if I'm wrong. My math could be off. But it was, you know, about five, six years ago. Trayvon Martin was murdered, gunned down. Another unarmed black youth gunned down by what I would call a white supremacist. I don't know Jordan Zimmerman, but what I do feel like that incident was wrong. Trayvon Martin should not have been killed. So I'm going to make my stance on that very clear. But back to the tweet from Patrick Mahomes. He said, in regards to this case, he said, this case was an absolute horrible tragedy. However, there was no criminal activity that occurred. Mahomes wrote in the tweet, was dated in 2013, 7 years ago. Now we look up how old Patrick Mahomes is, we can narrow down his age when he actually tweeted this. So let's go to Patrick Mahomes' age. He's right now 24 years old. Is anybody here good at math? Because I know when I was in elementary school, math was my absolute worst subject. I hated it. I still hate it. But it is necessary for survival in life. He was born in 1995. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the exact month. Yeah, he was 24. Born in 1995. That would make him, let me see. Oh, man. Sorry, my computer's acting up. I'm trying to get it together. Yeah, so let me see. 24, that would be 24 if it happened 7 years ago or 6 years ago. 24. He would have been in his teens. He's a teenager. You mean to tell me we're going to sit here and cancel somebody for what they said in their teens? Do you honestly think that we should be held accountable for what we say in our teenage years? But we don't know any better. Because at 17 years old, you don't know what you're doing. You don't have understanding of the world. That's how we felt. And that's how he should have, should have felt. But if he did feel that way, he has the right to express that feeling. But I hate this whole cancel culture thing where it's like you say one thing and you're this bad person forever. We never want to hear anything that you had to say. No, you're a human being and you have the right to reserve judgment when provided with new evidence. And even if he still felt that way today, I don't think we should cancel him. One of the most fundamental rights we have as Americans in this country is the right to free speech. Okay, you don't agree with what he said, that's fine. Use your freedom of speech to voice that. And you can engage with other people who are on the opposite end of the spectrum in some type of intellectual discourse. But no, people don't want to do that because it's so easy to get on Twitter and write, oh, cancel Patrick Mahomes, cancel this person, cancel that person. And you ask them, why are you canceling them? And all they can say is, well, he tweeted about George Zimmerman and how that case, there was no criminal activity that happened in that case. Okay, all right. Can you provide some context? Nah. So then what are we talking about here? People afraid to do research or something? You afraid to think? Use your brain? Come up with your own conclusion? Think for yourself? Have we lost that ability to say, I think? I hear this all the time, and it just kills me, because people have the right to reserve judgment. And again, I disagree with the statement, but at the same time, I cannot say that he does not have the right to say that. And it may have come off as insensitive to the people who really feel for Trayvon Martin, including myself. But again, he was a 17-year-old kid when he tweeted this. We only care about this because he's a superstar. If he wasn't a superstar, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Not gonna cancel no average 17-year-old because of their takes on these huge issues that can literally change the course of America. No. So why are we doing it with this kid? But one thing that did pop into my mind, and I really want to get your feedback on this, because this is crazy. It made me think about the dynamics of that household, though. Because you have a black father who I assume grew up in this country. You know what it's like to be a black man in this country. Now, I understand your wife is white. That doesn't mean that she won't understand. But there's a difference when you're dealing with America as a black man. There's a difference. And maybe that conversation didn't happen in Patrick Mahomes' teen years. But I damn sure hope that that conversation took place after that, because we as young black males in this country have it different. We have something called the prison industrial complex that is destroying our homes. If you black in this country, I'm not even going to go that far. I'm going to just use New York City because that was my experience. If you black here in New York City, for every person I know, they either know somebody that's in jail, have a family that's in jail, or know somebody who's currently awaiting trial. Like, it affects us badly. Police brutality affects us badly. And then you mean to tell me that you can tweet something like that after that case took place and the facts were laid out? It just made me think, as a father, as a black father, how do you feel about that? That this is the way your son sees the world? And then it even raises a bigger question. And I'm glad you're still with me, because I want to get your feedback on this. Interracial relationships. How do you feel about those? Me personally, I see it two ways. Outside of my realm and outside of my power, outside of my kingdom, you do whatever the hell you want to do. I would never judge you for being with somebody outside your race. That's your business, your house, your kingdom, your world, your king, your queen, or however y'all decide to do that. That's your space and your world. I would never judge on what you do with your life. Oh, but if you my kids, in my kingdom, in my household, There's going to be some rules you got to follow. And one of the things I would love, especially if I have a black son or daughter, I would want them to bring home somebody that looks like them. That's a conversation for another day, but I definitely want to get your feedback on that. Like, how do you feel about interracial dating? Because if you have somebody that's outside of your race that truly doesn't understand your experience, then the things that you deal with in this country, what effect does that have on the offspring? And on even on the other side of the coin, if you have an interracial relationship and that person does understand what you're going through in this country, if you're not somebody from the dominant society, how does that trickle down to the kid? How are those conversations had, if at all? When should those conversations be had, if at all? It's a very, 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 very slippery slope. However, I think it makes for a really tough conversation. And I want to engage with you all with that. If you can, hit me back. There's a link. You can hit, share your response. I can play it on the podcast. We can really, really get to the nitty gritty. Or I'll even better yet, I'll post it on the gram. Hit me up on the gram. We'll have that conversation in the comment section. But to me, it's just crazy how a kid 17 years old, now 24 years old, is getting backlash from tweets and getting canceled from numerous accounts on something he said when he was 17. And it probably wasn't his fault for this way of thinking. They probably never had that conversation, and that's fine, because that's his world, that's his life, that's his family. I'm not judging them. I'm just raising some questions and some eyebrows that came to mind when I read the situation. It made me question the father-son relationship. It made me question interracial relationships. Sorry, not interracial. Interracial relationships. It made me question, should you get backlash for things that you said when you were 17 on Twitter? It made me think of, what are your rules for you when you build your kingdom? If you already built your kingdom, what are your ground rules when it comes to this? How does that work? And, you know, I hope that nobody ever has to experience this, being quote unquote held accountable for something you said when you were a kid. I don't think anybody deserves that. But at the same time, from this situation with Patrick Mahomes, again, superstar quarterback, person I have much respect for, he said some things I disagreed with as a teenager. And even if he said it now at 24 years old, all right, I would disagree with it, but that's his take. I'd rather you say your take in truth than hide it behind closed doors out of fear of what would be the repercussions. I applaud you for saying that, but I mean, I can't really applaud you because you said it at 17. You wasn't Patrick Mahomes then. You was probably Pat from the block, Pat, Pity Pat, whatever they called you, but you wasn't Patrick Mahomes that we know you as today. So I'm not going to hold you to that standard at 17 years old. Yeah, and that's my take. That's my take on the Patrick Mahomes tweet that was on my mind all week. I'm glad I could finally have some time to share with you. I really, really, really want your feedback. Please provide your feedback. I want to know what you're thinking. Do you think he should be held accountable and canceled for these tweets? How do you think that, or when should you have that conversation about the real America with your children? Do you allow your kids to date outside their race? Or would you? And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. This is James Motivates on hashtag for the culture. I appreciate your time. Do me a favor. Tell your friends to go subscribe. We're on Apple right now. We're on Spotify right now. Make sure you go tell them, like, subscribe, comment, engage in the conversation. I sincerely appreciate your time. This is James Motivates here on the hashtag for the culture, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it.